Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Total Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Alright, we got a few left over from last week, so we're going to go ahead and get into it. PS Plus Essential Games for April.
Alright, we have Immortals of Avium, Minecraft Legends, Skull the Hero Slayer, and they will be available to play for PlayStation Plus members from Tuesday, April 2nd until Monday, May 6th. So go ahead and go play those if you haven't already.
It's called a Hero Slayer. It just seems like, I don't even remember the name of that game, but it's like, oh, I think it's called Skull Kid. That Skull Kid game we used to play.
Oh, the chainsaw?
Yeah. That's what that reminded me of. I don't think the two are related at all, but I just seen that. I was like, that's
just go around just cutting people with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
That was a fun game. Played it in school, of all places.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Minecraft Legends is its own little thing, which I guess it's more of a story-driven Minecraft from what I've seen of it.
Yeah, I think that and Minecraft Dungeons are both kind of more story driven, while regular Minecraft you do survival or creative.
But yeah, I think they're all able to be picked up now, because I think it was like last week they had released, correct?
Yep, yeah, April 2nd started, and okay, they'll be available until May 6th.
All right. So yeah, you guys can go ahead and pick it up for the rest of the month. A new Marvel Hero shooter announced.
Yep, so a new team-based multiplayer hero shooter starring the superheroes and supervillains of the Marvel Universe is on its way from Marvel and NetEase Games. It's called Marvel Rivals, and it will put two teams of six heroes against each other on battlefields like Asgard and Tokyo 2099 that are built around destruction. Marvel Rivals is being developed for PC by a team composed of developers who have worked on the Call of Duty and Battlefield franchises. The game has Overwatch vibes, being a free-to-play game with an expanding lineup of heroes and villains to play as. But it is played from a third-person perspective. 18 heroes and villains are confirmed for the roster so far: Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Groot, Hulk, Iron Man, Loki, Luna, Snow, Magic, Magenta, Mantis, Namor, Peeny Parker. I don't know if it meant Peter, if it's just a typo, or it Peeny Parker. P-E-N-I, I don't know. It might have meant Peter Parker, I don't know. Anyway, Rocket, Raccoon, Scarlet Witch, Spider-Man, Storm, Star-Lord, and the Punisher. So, yeah.
Always forget sure it's part of Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. It sounds kind of, you said, gives you Overwatch vibes with the third person and everything. It's like Fortnite, and it doesn't say it's a battle royale, but I mean, it probably will end up being more like a battle royale, because that's pretty much where every free shooter's going towards.
I was going to say, if it's, well, it's 6-on-6, so that puts off Call of Duty naturally,
like, yeah,
deathmatch style anyways.
Yep.
I guess pretty much any mode is not Royale for the most part, or free-for-all.
Right.
But yeah, whenever I seen like shooter, I'm just like, hopefully they don't pull off Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, because that was my first mentality whenever you sent it to me last week. I was like, oh, I'm just like, did they not learn from their competitors' things over here? Which, of course, once I got looked into it, been like you said, it's like an Overwatch situation. I was like, oh, okay, that makes it a
little
bit
better.
This
one's freeze. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to have, you know, microtransactions and stuff, but what game doesn't, really?
Especially free ones.
Yeah.
That's the only way they're going to make their money.
Yep.
All right. Game Pass games for April. All
right. We have Ark Survival Ascended, console, cloud, and PC. Came out on April 1st. F1 23 on cloud, April 2nd. Super Hot Mind Control Delete, console, cloud, and PC, April 2nd. Lego 2K Drive, console, cloud, and PC, April 3rd. Little Gator Game, console, cloud, and PC, April 4th. EA Sports PGA Tour, Xbox Series X, cloud, and PC, April 5th. Kona, console, and cloud, April 9th. Botany Manor, Xbox Series, cloud, and PC, April 9th, day one release. Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, console, cloud, and PC, April 11th. Herald Halibut, Xbox Series X, cloud, and PC, April 16th, day one release. And Yuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, console, and PC, April 23rd, day one release. Another Crab's Treasure, April 25th, console, day one release. The ones that stick out most to me is Ark Survival Ascended. It's the new Ark game. I haven't played it. Played the original Ark, but I haven't played that one. So Ark Survival Ascended, Lego 2K Drive, we talked quite a bit about it. And then Shadow of the Tomb Raider is a very good game as well.
When did PGA Tour stop naming games after people? That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know.
Because it was Tiger Woods for the longest time, but it was Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
After him.
And then they always at least had the year after it, too.
Yeah.
Like 2K does, but...
Yeah. And then, obviously, you know, with their, you know, football franchise themselves, yeah, they got Madden, and that always has a year.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've been tearing that game up on Game Pass.
Madden?
24, yeah.
Is it good?
It's a Madden game.
Yeah, they haven't been good the last few years.
As I said, I don't think I played a Madden game since 18.
Since 17 was the last one I played, and it was decent. It wasn't great.
Yeah. But yeah, Lego 2K Drive, which I believe, you know, you said we've talked about it before, but I even think we've done the reviews for it whenever it first came out.
Yeah, we did. I don't remember exactly what it was. Well, Metacritic or anything.
Definitely. And then, like you said, Tomb Raider. That's always a good series to have.
Yeah.
The game that don't let Lara Croft explode. Well, the version of it.
Yeah. So I got Shadow of Tomb Raider and another Tomb Raider game. I got them for free on the Epic Game Store. I mean, like 4 years ago. But I've played... I never played the original ones on the PlayStation, but those two that I played, they're really good games.
I've still never played a single one of them. Obviously, given I know the stories of them, it's just never got into playing them, or never got my hand on them anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun, if you ever do.
Alright. So, Gears of War 6 news is supposed to be coming out this summer.
Yep, so during the latest episode of the Kinda Funny XCast, host Paris Lilly made a prediction that Gears 6 news would arrive in the summer, a prediction which was then seemingly verified by that episode's guest, Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb, who we've talked about several times on here. When they showed the Marvel 1943 trailer in Unreal Engine 5 during GDC, I jokingly tweeted, imagine what Gear 6 would look like in Unreal 5, Lily said, because it looked so good. And then somebody from the Coalition made a cryptic little subtweet under about that, which perked my ears on that. So my conspiracy theory is that you do tease it this year, and then it's possibly a launch game for next gen. That seems to make sense to me. So it's definitely not 100% true. It's just a rumor, but is it possible year six coming?
Yeah.
News coming this summer, and it's about time for them to announce a new Gears of War game. And there's also rumored to be an Xbox showcase in June, which there usually is, along with a Nintendo Direct in June. So that could happen in June. We could get that announcement, or could get it before then. Who knows?
Yeah. Where do you think the story's going to go on Gear 6?
I'm not really sure. I'm not really heavy into the stories of the Gears of War games anyway, so I wouldn't be the one to ask that. But what do you think?
I'm the same way. I've only just played a multiplayer one.
Yeah, so that's how I've always been. Yeah, that's how I've been as the multiplayer. I mean, they're good games.
Three or four is when something happened to Marcus, I believe, in the story mode. I believe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're good games for sure. So, all right.
And
so,
they always have at least decent music.
Yeah, yeah. So since it was rumored a while ago that Gears of War would go to PlayStation and Switch, do you think that this will release on PlayStation on day one, or you think it won't release at all, or just a later time?
I say it'll do the same thing like what PlayStation does with PC. It'll be a little bit after it releases.
Like a couple
just
years.
Just because specifically what, you know, Phil Spencer and Vim did say on that interview was that they basically, I mean, because they had opportunity to put, you know, like Starfield out and everything when they decided to do that.
Yeah.
And they said it was going to be nothing within the past year. So Hi-Fi Rush being the newest game on that list that is coming to it. So I would say they would probably do like a year setting, but, you know, never know. PlayStation, once all those games, you know, do drop on the, you know, PlayStation market or PlayStation store or ever, all those, you know, if they quote-unquote sell out, even though it's digital copies, you know, if the sales go out for the roof, then, you know, it would probably be in Microsoft's best interest to allow the game to go ahead and go forward day one. But, you know, at the same time, like I said, they have every right to keep it as long as they want before they push it out. Same way, like I said, Sony does with PC.
Right, yep.
Because the only thing you're doing at that point, you're just enhancing your sales numbers. It's not really going to affect it. I mean, obviously it's going to affect it one way or another, but just mentally trying to explain that part of it is a different ballgame.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it, like you said, them waiting like 2 years like Sony does. Sony depends, like a year or 2 years depending on the game. I think Ratchet & Clank, they waited around two years, and then Forbidden West was, I think it was a year. It didn't come out too long ago, so we talked about it around a year ago releasing, so they didn't wait too long on it. Yeah, and Spider-Man. And Spider-Man 2, that's rumored, they haven't confirmed, but they rumored it's rumored to be about 2 years, but it could be sooner than that. Who knows? And then Helldivers 2 was the only one that released simultaneously with PC and PS5 at the same time. So,
was it a Sony title?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. PlayStation Studios.
Gotcha. I was thinking it was developed by, you know, just somebody partnered with Sony, not necessarily Sony Studios.
Yep. It's Sony themselves.
Gotcha.
So even Sony is evolving.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
It all started with a hyphen.
Yep.
Alright. Now on to this week's. Fallout 4 and Fallout Shelter are getting updates.
Yep, so Bethesda has smartly guessed that with the arrival of the new Fallout series from Amazon, folks are going to get curious about all the Fallout games, in addition to making Fallout 3 and Fallout 76 available on Amazon Luna. And updating Fallout Shelter to include a bunch of characters from the show, Bethesda has announced that Fallout 4 will get a next-gen update. Fallout 4 will get performance and quality mode settings on the PS5 and Xbox Series, while PC players will get wide and ultra widescreen support, along with quests, updates, and Steam Deck verification. The Epic Game Store is also adding the game to its storefront. There's a new Enclave quest line coming with the update, complete with new weapons and armor. Best yet, it's all free, though you can binge all 8 episodes of Fallout right now. You'll have to wait until April 25th for the Fallout 4's next-gen update. So, that's pretty cool that they're going to do that, along with the TV series. But,
yeah, definitely. It's still weird to me in an extent, though, because Fallout 4 is, I believe, came out in 2012, I want to say, 2012, 2013.
That's like a while ago.
And I think Fallout Shelter got released in 2015.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's just a mobile game, right? Fallout Shelter?
Yeah, it's just like a.
It's on the Switch, too, but.
I didn't know it was a Switch title.
Yeah, Cold played on the Switch is the only reason I know, but I guess where you can use touchscreen on Switch, too, but.
Yeah. Have you watched the show yet?
No, have you?
I'm going to do it this weekend. I was going to do it earlier today, then I decided to play Mario Wonder instead.
I still need to watch the second season of Halo.
I still ain't even touched that. I feel they're finally evolving in the right direction, video game, you know, TV adaptations, movie adaptations, which, you know, I'm going to use both interchangeably right here. Because we've talked about it before, like with the old Zelda, old Mario cartoons. Obviously, nostalgia blinds it a little bit, but at the same time, they are terrible, and, you know, comparing to today's standards.
Oh, yeah.
And they would have, you know, technically, a lot of people thought they sucked back then, too. But it's just weird seeing people hitting home runs with the series now in different series, not just one specific one. But me, myself, I'm just scared to try them because I'm just like, oh my god, I'm going to hate this because, you know, the games were so good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fallout's a little different story. I've only ever played 4 and a little bit of 76. So, for me, it's just like, eh. And still, I haven't played much of 4. Like, I think I played more 76 when I did 4. But it's not really, and again, it's an RPG. Not really my style of thing, even though right. It's an action RPG.
It's still.
It's still just one of those situations. You gotta go around and talk to a bunch of people and, you know, it actually progresses story that way. Yes, Tears of the Kingdom was somewhat the same way, but it was still optional.
And it's still a Zelda game at the end of the day.
Yeah. Which, what, the first 2 Fallouts were like pretty much point and clicks anyways, like on the PC back in the day. So you can't really even get story mode on there, which that's what the TV series is for. It, you know, pretty much talks about the first vaults, which Fallout 76 was technically the same thing, because that's chronologically game-wise, was supposed to be the first Fallout.
West Virginia. Because it was Vault 76,
and obviously all the vaults in the, you know, TV series from what I've heard so far is like 1 for 100. Obviously 76 falls in that vault number category.
Yeah, so I've never played Fallout 4, and the only Fallout I played is 76 when you brought it to my house and made me play it that day.
Free on Game Pass.
Yeah, it was fun while I played it, but it's not something that I would play all the time. I couldn't get into it that much, and it'd probably be different if I did play the other ones and I knew a little bit what was going on. But like you said, 76 is supposed to be the first one, so it's kind of a good level to enter into, a good one that, you know, entry level, if it's supposed to be the first one chronologically too. So if I couldn't get into that one, maybe I couldn't get into the other ones either.
I mean, now Bethesda has a chance to go from vault, you know, 1 to 75.
Right. And, I mean, not saying that I won't watch the TV series, I will, because I know the Fallout series itself is a good series and people enjoy it, and maybe it'll help me understand what's going on. It might make me want to play those games, but I don't know enough about the series to want to play those games.
Obviously, that's what Bethesda's banking on, since they're literally updating, you know, almost basically 10-year-old games at this point. One is a little over 10 years old. One's 9.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know Fallout 4 done pretty well. And I kind of forget sometimes that Fallout's made by Bethesda because they're actually good games. I guess people didn't really care much for 76, but I don't know.
Which, I mean, we've mentioned it, I believe recently, that, you know, it's straight online. There ain't nothing.
Right, and that's the big issue, is people don't like that. I mean, it's 2024, yes, but there's still people out there that don't have good internet, or don't have internet at all.
Or it don't help in the, you know, from what little bit of Fallout 4 I did play, like when enemies were attacking you on Fallout 4, and you broke out your Pip-Boy, everything stopped. You know, you was able to go through and do what you needed to do, heal and everything else. Obviously, you don't get that luxury in a online game.
Right.
Because even though it may just be you in that world at the time, the enemies still register online. So it's just like, you know, you can't pause an online game no matter what you do.
Right. It's like Ark. And even Power World, if you play online, not private, but, you know, if you're playing a public lobby, you're off the game, your character's asleep, but if somebody comes in there, they can take everything, kill you while you're asleep, not on the game, and take everything that you've built, destroy everything. And that's why with Power World, I just made it completely private. Don't have to worry about that or anything. And then Ark, I've lost so many things before that I've built a base because I don't know if you can turn it off, or I just didn't know how to turn off to the public. So I'd be locked in my bed asleep. I'd come back and my whole base would be destroyed. And so it sucks, you know, having all online games like that. Yeah. They're only fun if you're going to be consistently playing every day to keep up with it. Because if you, like an Ark, if you take a week break, you're going to come back to nothing. So,
yeah. Yeah, which, I mean, like I said, I think that was 76's downfall to an extent. Because, I mean, yeah, it was fun, especially, you know, stomping around West Virginia.
Right, yeah. It's a good state.
You know, actually so.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Found where around where we would be, you know, in the game.
From
where we're from.
From how weirdly they had the map laid out.
Mm-hmm.
They had Charleston, you know, one little section, and for whatever reason, you know, pretty much what would be in Clarksburg would be right beside of Charleston.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, no, I don't think that's how that works. Got the New River Gorge, and for whatever reason they decided to include Braxton, which I guess because of the Flatwood Monster, because that's on the game, or in the game.
Where? Was Mothman from... Is it based out of Wheeling?
Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember for sure.
I can't remember if he's in the game. I've never ran into him.
I think so. I could be wrong.
I mean, it makes sense to put him in there. It'd be kind of stupid not.
Yeah.
Too, since they put the Flatwood Monster in there.
Right. That's what I think. For some reason, I'm thinking Mothman was part of the game. He was a skin in Warzone like last week.
Nice. Enough of Fallout. We'll go try to hit one or two more. AMD released a new Ryzen CPU.
Yep, so AMD launched new Ryzen processors, Ryzen 7 8700F and Ryzen 5 8400F. On April 1st, the chips are available globally, but currently only for OEMs and system integrators. Next-gen Zen 5 CPUs are expected in the second half of 2024, promising significant performance gains. The chips will only be offered to a specific market segment, according to reports. The semiconductor giant is scheduled to release its next generation CPUs in 2024 during the AI PC Innovation Summit that was held in Beijing on March 21st. AMD revealed that the Ryzen 7 8700F and Ryzen 5 8400F, these two processors, which lack integrated graphics like other SKUs with an F suffix, were initially only available in China, but AMD has apparently started to supply them worldwide. So, get a new Ryzen 7 and a new Ryzen 5 chip. So, with chips, it's not necessarily what the number is before, like the Ryzen 7 or 5. It's the number after 87 or 8400. So, it just depends on what it is. But the bigger the number after is the better chip, typically.
Yeah. What Ryzen has up until a 9 now, don't they?
Yeah, and then the PC I'm looking at is a Ryzen 9 7000, something like that. So it actually, it's a newer chip. It's a stronger chip than these, but the numbers behind these are bigger, so they make it confusing. But you can. The best thing to do when you're going to buy a new CPU chip is to, you can just look up both of them and compare them. See how many cores and how many threads they have, the processing power they get, the megahertz and everything, that how the speed. It just, you can compare them and choose which one you want to buy from there.
Say generally on websites, at least the websites that I've used, like Mewegg and stuff, not a sponsor, they all typically, like, if you select one and the other, it'll have a breakdown, like, side-by-side for you.
Right, and typically if you Google, just say, AMD Ryzen 9 7000 or whatever, 750, whatever. Put that in, then say the Ryzen 5 8400F compared, or just compare the two. And it, Google usually even does it for you sometimes, puts it in a list. If not, then there's usually a website pretty close to it, to the top, that'll show you the comparisons. But, and it says that these lack integrated graphics, which means you have to have a dedicated graphics card, which is better for gaming performance, because for those of you that don't know the difference between integrated graphics and dedicated graphics, it uses your CPU power to power the graphics chip. So it takes away from the CPU power to run your game that way. So if you have a dedicated graphics card, your CPU's not bogged down by having to power your graphics card as well. So you get better gaming performance if you have a dedicated graphics card than integrated graphics. So these two will, it says it'll lack integrated graphics, so you'll have to have a separate graphics card to use these chips. Usually integrated graphics are for like laptops. They're not big enough to hold a graphics card, obviously, so they use integrated graphics.
I said you're looking at different things for your PC that you're getting. Are you going to get a pre-built one, or are you going to build yours from the ground up?
It's pre-built, but I can edit what I want in it.
Gotcha.
So kind of a mixture, I guess.
Like my situation where they just send the graphics card by itself or CPU.
Yeah, I'll still have to put it together and everything. Probably the same situation on the motherboard or just be installed. I have to put the CPU in and the GPU, and I'd say the RAM will be pre-installed, but I'm not completely sure on that. I'm getting mine from Skytech, so.
Gotcha. That's technically who I got mine from. It was just through Newegg.
Yeah.
Well, Amazon.
I'm probably going to get mine. It's Skytech brand, but I'm probably going to get it from Best Buy.
But, gotcha.
Because if I get it from Best Buy, I can get this exact same thing, but on Skytech, I get a 1 terabyte drive, but on Best Buy, I get a 2 terabyte drive. So.
Yeah.
Terabyte makes a difference.
Definitely, for sure. On PC games, definitely.
Yeah, I learned that lesson hardly with Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. Yeah. Big game.
Especially with my split.
Yeah, I don't know why they've done that crap. Different partitions for a 1 terabyte drive. It's stupid.
But you get 100 and the rest of you can fight for the ever.
Yeah, I don't get it. Hopefully I don't pull that crap with my PC. When I get it, I'll completely wipe it and take the partitions off before I download anything.
I wasn't ready to fight that battle.
Yeah. For you, but the best thing to do is just get another terabyte or two of storage and be done.
Yeah, I'll just do like an external hard drive at that point.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Which, your PC has another internal port if you want to put it inside. Yeah.
It requires taking a port. I like how it is.
Yeah. So yeah, we're getting 2 new Ryzen chips, and it says that where did it say that? The Zen chips. Oh, the next gen Zen 5s, which is, I believe, the laptop versions of chips, because the Ryzen, I think, is the more powerful for like your desktop PCs and stuff, and then the Zen 5s is the lower end for like laptops and stuff.
Or a little bit of tidbit of information about AMD and NVIDIA today.
Did you?
Yeah, the two presidents for those companies are related.
Really?
Yep.
And they're rivals on graphics cards.
Yep. Yeah, I seen that on a fact video today. I was like, yeah, that is awesome. I was like, then cool. I seen, you know, this topic. I'm just like, yeah, if we get that topic, I was like, I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's cool. Good for them. I mean, everybody has their opinion. I mean, feel free to state your opinion in the comments on YouTube, or if you want to join our Discord and talk about it. But AMD and Intel is your two biggest ones for CPUs. To me, AMD's better because Intel's got lazy and crappy. But with the graphics card, it's AMD and NVIDIA, your GeForce series. I don't really know. They're kind of around the same. They're both good. They both have powerful. I like AMD personally because that's what my current PC has. I've never used NVIDIA graphics card. I know you have an NVIDIA graphics card, but I use AMD, so I'm used to their software and everything. So that's what I'm going to get my new PC is AMD. But as far as performance, they're both about the same as far as I've seen online. So
yeah.
Good for them to be competitive, because it seems like everybody's going to AMD now for the CPUs because Intel's gotten lazy. It used to be Intel all the way. If you use AMD, they look down on you. But now AMD's come out ahead of Intel.
So, say back when we was kids, it was Intel all the
everything.
Time. Everything.
And everything.
Now not so much.
Nope.
But I think that is all the time we have for today, guys.
Yep.
Thank you for watching or listening. You can follow our socials on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, Instagram. I think that's it. Well, I'm guaranteed I missed one. I always do. At least I remember Discord this time.
That's right. I think that's it. For those of you that want to, you don't have to, don't feel obligated, but we did open a Cash App for the podcast. If you want, it's in the description of all the episodes, YouTube, whatever you're listening on, podcast files. You don't have to. It's up to you, but I know our podcasting host has like a donation thing that they use, but some of you may not feel safe using that, but I know a lot of you use Cash App. It's just like PayPal. It's secure. It's safe. So a lot of people use it. If you want to support the podcast, send us a dollar, send us whatever. You don't have to send us anything. We appreciate you. Your listens enough, but just throwing it out there. If you want support, we'll put it back into the podcast. We have Cash App. It's just putting the information out there. Like I said, don't feel obligated. Appreciate your listen. It's enough.
Oh, please.
Yep. But other than that, I think that's it.
Later, guys.
All right, catch you guys next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.